fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 7th day of February, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Unlike Representative Nadler, we're proud to do the Pledge of Allegiance, unlike Representative Nadler, Jerry Nadler, in case you don't know. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prep tip of the day is to check your food storage. Personally, I have between two and three tons of grains stored, which would be all kinds of grains, you know, lots of other types of food to fill in the spaces. And make sure your food is in good condition, ready for consumption. And that would be a really smart thing to do. We have patient waiting in green with my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, and I've known a lot. Leon and I will be talking about the events today, of which there are many, and how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life, like Leon and I have done, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Leon.
I'm here.
There you are.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I was off mute, and I had to hit the buttons, whatever, multiple times just to get it to activate. So how are you doing, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Very good. Well, our friend Dan and I, over the last 2 days, I've been working on getting that thimble in. And so we actually have the capability now to get the fire going. So I'm excited about that. We were outside when it was windy yesterday, putting up the top of the stack, you know, above the roof. And right. So, yeah, it was quite a challenge. And I couldn't have got it done without him. So I'm definitely indebted. So
Well, for the middle of winter, we had a very mild day. I should have had the Triumph out yesterday. High of about 60 degrees and sunny. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
It sure was. The only challenge we had is, you know, if you're up at 15 feet and you're holding, you know, something that weighs 60 pounds in one hand and trying to hold the ladder, you know, it's quite a challenge. And it was crazy. He even talked about one of his friends who passed away. He fell off a roof, you know, using a tractor and a ladder together. I was like, that wasn't the best way, but it was a long story. But wow. But yes, so many things are happening right now. Fake balloons and multiple balloons coming this way. There's so many things on the page right now.
The Chinese balloon story has been headline news for a number of days. I didn't go outside to see it, but I was telling my daughter about this. I could have. I have neighbors that walked out there and saw it and took photographs. It went right over my house or close enough I could see it. I don't know if was it close enough for you to see it, Lynn? Do you know?
Yeah, actually, I was over in your area, over by Nick's place. We were doing some training this weekend with a bunch of friends. And so, yeah, we were doing land nav and using his 1,100 acres as a training ground. So, yeah, we were looking up, but we didn't see it. We just saw four Blackhawks driving, flying by from Fort Leonard.
Are you still there, Leon?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, looks like I'm having an issue, not Leon.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm here.
Looks like my connection is down. So,
yeah, I'm still here, John. So I'll just continue so it comes right back on. So yes, this week we did some training. You there?
Okay, Leon, I'm back.
Yeah, very good.
So it sounds like you had a great day. The U.S. government was aware of this Chinese balloon as it crossed the Pacific, Department of Defense, and all the other related agencies. They had no intention of telling the American public about this and did not. There was a man, looked out his office window in Montana, saw this thing, and brought it to the attention of the entire world. If it wasn't for him, we may not have known that this thing even passed over us, correct?
Well, I agree with you. But I don't know if this is politics, but they also said there were several balloon overflights during Trump's presidency as well, so I'm not sure how much.
Well, I heard that as well, on one hand. On the other, Tucker Carlson did some looking into that, and all the high-level officials in Trump's administration who would have been knowledgeable of this said they don't have a clue about any balloons going over the United States during the Trump administration. Apparently, that was just a lie told by the Trump, by the Obama, sorry to say O'Biden, by the Biden people, right? O'Biden, by the Biden people to try to obfuscate the reality of what's going on. The moment that balloon crossed the, and of course you were in the Navy, we have a 12-mile territorial outside the. To the ocean.
International waters, yes, it's 12 miles.
12 miles, okay. The moment it crossed that 12-mile limit off the coast of Alaska, we had every right under international law to shoot this thing down, didn't we?
Absolutely, and people talk about, well, we only have so much vertical. Well, yeah, you can go out at satellites, but this was more like a stab in the face to Biden saying, look, you know, you're weak and you're incompetent, and your whole mindset is, you know, we can do whatever we want. So, but it was also a dragnet of sensors, and we still don't know. And if they really wanted to do something, even if they didn't want to do something kinetic, they have the ability to do focused EMP devices. So they could have just torched it. So those eyes,
right,
and ears,
right,
and sensors could have been completely neutered, but they didn't do that. So they let it come all the way across. It had directionality on it, and it was able to hover over the Montana military bases for a while, and then came down by a white man over in St. Louis, and then they waited till they finished. So it was just complete incompetence and ineptitude on that. And then they tried making him like he was strong, like, oh, I wanted to take it out, but my generals recommended not. That was a bunch of poppycock. I cannot believe
it. Well, Leanna, I haven't heard anybody say this, the following, but one of the things I noticed, the path of the balloon generally followed the jet stream. Not precisely, but pretty close, followed the jet stream, which would help give it the nudge it needed to move along and do what it did. In addition, it must have had some power of its own to stabilize it and hover over an area and do some movements back and forth as it was going on its path. This balloon had, I'm sure, had high resolution video capabilities, and what we call for the electronic part would be signals intelligence to gather up every kind of radio frequency signal that there is within its capability, especially over these bases. People I consult with tell me that they think this was a line in the sand, that this is a signal to China that they can do whatever they want to do. A directed EMP weapon. Now, we talk a lot about EMPs the first hour on Mondays. And when you have these kind of discussions, it's good to have a beginning point. The beginning point would be to know what is it the Chinese want, and what is it they're willing to give up to achieve that goal. So the speech by the Chinese defense minister is at my website. So if you want to find out what they want, it's right there. They want to colonize America with no Americans. And I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want to destroy critical infrastructure nationwide that is expensive and costs and very time-consuming to repair, such as all the oil refineries, the locks and dams, the airport infrastructure, the nationwide power grid, and everything related to that, on one hand. On the other, directed EMP weapons can take out command and control that allows us to defend ourselves without damaging and destroying everything they want for themselves. That's a much more likely scenario, don't you think, Leon? Directed EMP weapons?
Yes, I agree. And also, and then I also read some people said it was more like a test run to see if they were going to, and they had the ability to use viruses or use it as a dispersion device for any weapons of mass destruction as well. So I agree that based on that altitude, and they really didn't want to disclose at what altitude. I was asking all sorts of people about it, and nobody seemed to get a pinpoint on it. But the potential of that, as well as, you know, like the Dragnet, of being able to gather all of the Wi-Fi and all the information of, you know, the people along the path, or all the sensors that they were made in China, you know, using Taiwan parts and everything. So, you know, if they wanted to come in, they'd have the ability to know locations and shut those things down across the board, whether it's military, it's municipality or state or federal. So it was a huge dragnet that they could have eliminated way before it got to Alaska. But they, I guess, because of how they're in the pocket of China, they do whatever they tell them to do.
Well, just because President Biden is in the pocket of the Chinese, bought and paid for, sold out to the Chinese, they still want to make sure that they can do what they want to do. So this was most likely a trial run to gather the detailed, very detailed video signals intelligence in preparation for the real deal, which they might just do that, couldn't they?
Correct. And so there's apparently a secondary one down over Latin America, and I've heard even a third one. So, you know, this is where having those astronomers and other people scanning the skies, because they're probably going to continue this because they saw how pathetic the response was. So, like, hey, that was dirt cheap. We got all this information. Now we'll do one over, you know, we'll go further east before we... And Canada was really bad as a neighbor as well. They could have told us about it. But we already knew about it in Alaska, so I guess...
Well, NORAD did not need to be told.
You're right.
NORAD is allegedly and probably is the most sophisticated air defense system on the planet to detect anything coming in, whether it's a man-made object or something from space. So there's no excuse for NORAD not. Of course I knew. That's a given.
Well, it's like stand down during 9/11. Remember that? We had completely violated spaces. So, you know, it's just part two. Only difference is we didn't have buildings coming down, but we had major operational security losses. And I can just imagine the amount of SCIF and SCI information that was sucked up by this. And, you know, people said, well, they didn't have the ability to, all they had to do with these microwaves is bouncing up to a satellite. And unless we torched it with a directed energy weapon, it would have been blinded and it could have just flown across and we wouldn't have cared. And it would have stopped with the ability to moving around, because if we were to torch the solar panels, like using a laser on the CCD, like a great example is they were getting tired in South Africa getting surveilled. So they would use lasers and burn out the CCD sensors. And so those things are net and they cannot work after that. So, you know, we could have done something of a massive amount. We're talking millions of watts that would have torched all those things, but we didn't. And so it just shows that we have succumb to socialism and communism with our own leadership. And right now we're getting the leadership that we've earned. And it's talked about many times in the Bible. But, you know, we're given what we deserve, whether it's Cyrus or Nebuchadnezzar or whatever. And so right now, it's just blatant, and I'm glad that man saw it. But there's probably going to be more test balloons coming down the pike, and this next one may not be as forgiving. So, you know, I looked at it and I thought, wow, I need to definitely get more Faraday cages and beef up the ones I do have. So it was a trial balloon test for sure.
Right. Well, the governor of Montana had direct command and control over jet fighters. I don't know what kind they got in Montana, but surely they got either F-14s, F-15s, or F-16s, or maybe a combination. And he could have independently ordered that shoot down himself, couldn't he?
He could have, and I think he would have been blasted by the president saying, you know, we are in control of the situation. Well, you, if that is control, we don't want that. We don't need that pathetic response.
Right. Absolutely. We got open lines. You got a question or comment, just give us a call. Here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, we got a break coming up in 2 minutes. After the break, we'd like to hear what the oil of the week is. I'm always looking forward to that. But my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, is the most sophisticated, best cook I've ever known. She was part owner of a restaurant at one time and has some excellent culinary skills. And I'll be suggesting to her to look at the oils for the excellent recipes she prepares. Now, you're quite the chef yourself, aren't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, this week it was quite unusual. I was working in night vision and thermals, as well as at a friend's house for the Roby event, and we were making butter from heavy cream that he works at a dairy. So I'd never made butter using a KitchenAid mixer along with a balloon whisk. So, you know, in 20 minutes, you convert it to, you eliminate the buttermilk and you separate the solids. And so I made three huge sticks of butter, and I'm going to be doing this with the remaining 3 gallons I have left. But it was interesting to be able to do something like that. But I also used some mushrooms, and then I made a almost like a European or French Hollandaise sauce. And since I didn't have any fresh marjoram out of my garden, I put in some basil, and it was outstanding. I put it over some orzo, and then I did another batch over some quinoa. So it was very, and I just used basil and marjoram. And so I'll send you a couple of links for your wife, Marvelous Moore, and she can take some of the ideas and run with it, and then you'll be the beneficiary as well.
Outstanding. Oh, I keep forgetting to ask you, Leon. I think you got some photographs to forward to me from the wedding, don't you?
Yes, Norma. They're so large. I wish you'd reminded me. I had to transfer. Remember, I had video too, so I had to transfer them to a hard drive. I sent you a bunch of pictures, but all of the pictures were way too much. The videos I can't transfer via YouTube.
Okay. All right. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Maiden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of February. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am a doTERRA dealer, proud to say so. And we have Leon Green with us, who's going to let us know what is the oil of the week. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. It is Vindicrim by doTERRA, and it's exclusive to doTERRA. It's a detoxification blend. And so it's been studied for its ability to support organ cleansing and healthy liver or healthy tissue function. So mainly, it's focused when people deal with liver issues. So we talk about fatty liver, cirrhosis, things like that, but not just alcoholism. I mean, people, because of the SAD diet, standard American diet, you know, the impact of having toxins goes right to the largest organ in the body, the second largest is the liver. So the common primary uses are endocrine support and hormonal balance. So those things are crucial for both mood and energy. So it's called Zendocrine. And so the way you can apply it is via the bottoms of the feet. You can also diffuse and inhale it directly. You can take 3 to 5 drops of the Zendocrine oil blend and capsules either alone or supplements throughout the day. And there's even a secondary product called Zendocrine Complex. When you use those two together, they work phenomenal for people who have liver toxicity, and also if they're doing a liver cleanse that most people should do at least on an annual basis. So the single oils that are contained in this blend are clove oil, which has huge amounts or high amounts of eugenol, which has been found to be effective against as an antioxidant, and that's why it's in On Guard as well. And there's grapefruit. It stimulates the adrenal glands and often is used to cleanse the kidneys and lymphatic system. And then rosemary, which is also a strong antioxidant, and it mitigates the endocrine disorders such as diabetes and stress-related chronic fatigue. Geranium for hormonal support, liver and kidney function, pancreas support, and discharge of toxins from the liver. So the body systems that are affected by the blend are hormonal systems, emotional balance, skin and hair, and it works very well. So I haven't done a cleanse in about a year, so what's good is that you can do it very easily and it's not intrusive. You don't have diarrhea issues like with some companies when you do cleanses. It's so aggressive that, you know, people have nausea or Herxheimer issues and things like that. So this is a very easy one to do. So that is Zendocrine by doTERRA, a detoxification blend.
All right. Well, if you want to get started with the doTERRA oils like Leon and I, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA section. Do a little shopping. You're looking for the biggest kit, that's KIT, Kilo India Tango, that you can afford. Get that kit. Then get yourself two different editions of the same book. That may sound unusual, but I'll explain why. The title of the book, simple two words, Modern Essentials. I say again, Modern Essentials. You're in with the fifth edition and the 13th and 14th edition. The 13th edition is the last one, hard copy. The 14th is a PDF that you can print out and add to the 13th. Now, here's why. The fifth edition says things that the Center for Disease Creation no longer allows us to say. Yes, that's why you want to get the fifth edition in addition to the most recent ones. Most recent ones, of course, have all the latest and greatest oils in them. And one more thing. If you're in a hurry, you don't want to take the time to get these books and read the books. You're in a hurry, and you want to find out which oils you need right now, give Leon a call. Also, if you'd like to start in your own home-based business to sell these oils to family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, people to go to church with, Leon can help you get started with that as well. And Leon, what's that phone number?
It is 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
All right. Outstanding.
And I do want to correct you when you said that. It wasn't the CDC that made the imposing and tyrannical impact. It was the FDA. Remember, you always call it the Food and Death Administration.
The Food and Death Administration. Well, so they're
Most
all criminals.
You're right. Well, I had an exciting call this 4 days ago from one of your listeners. She told me something that was very interesting in that how she got the MMR here in America when she was young, and then for some reason they gave it to her again. I think she was 16 years old, and then she had a test when she was 37 saying that she was not able to do, would never be able to have babies. And so her story is coming. I was going to bring her on after the break, and you could hear it. And she's at the top of her class. She's done many things, and she even has a couple patents. But using essential oils and other techniques, natural ways, she actually has some very exciting information. So I would love to pass that on. You know, after the break, we can hear some from
her. Well, let's hear that after the break. I'm looking forward to that. Yep. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there. Everything's back up and running full speed. Information literally can't be found anywhere else on the internet, literally. The articles, it's actually a compendium of articles put together by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. There's nobody that's not posted anywhere else on the internet. Really. The articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, posted nowhere else on the internet that I'm aware of. And, of course, products that will help you. The Liberator rocket heater is a few feet away from me here, keeping my home nice and warm and cozy. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you've got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Energy cleaner will help. And, of course, I do something your healthcare professional, your doctor, your chiropractor is highly, highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. You already have one. Check out the Micro Plush throws. You can buy yours right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. And Leon, what you got for us?
Yes, sir. I told you her name is Catherine Clark, and she's on the line right now. And she's an industrial engineer, but her story is a major saga of how you can actually go from being vaccine injured, to having a beautiful response to that. So go ahead, Catherine.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Hello, John.
Good morning, Catherine. What part of the world do you live in?
Well, I'm in Savannah, Georgia right now, but like you, I've been all over the place.
Well, outstanding. Well, what's your story? Begin from the beginning, my dear.
Okay, well, this is a story of hope and faith, and I want people to understand with perseverance, I achieved health ultimately and a conquest over our pharmaceutical overlords. In any event, I was a young girl going to college, and I was told that I needed to be jabbed for MMR, which I informed them at the time that I had already been jabbed when I was a child. And they said, well, where's your receipt? Which, of course, I didn't have. So they jabbed me again. This was 30-some years ago. And at the time, you know, young, fertile, I was also an athlete. I swam competitively. And I had the jab, and I was in the water that afternoon. And I could absolutely feel it move through my veins. It felt like, I guess, mercury, some heavy thing pushing through. And I could feel it circulate as I swam. And I would say almost immediately I started to experience menopausal symptoms, exacerbated menopausal symptoms. And it was absolutely bizarre and inundating. And I didn't understand what was happening. Again, because I was a young girl, never had any children. I never had any abnormalities. I had no irregularities or history of disease. None of that. So I went to a doctor, and a wonderful doctor. He diagnosed me with, over the phone, he told me that I had absolutely no chance of pregnancy, which they wrote that on my chart as well. And he gave me that diagnosis from the labor and delivery off ward of the hospital with the babies crying in the background. And he said that I just needed to deal with it because I said, I had a regular, you know, cycle last month. I've never, this isn't right. He said, you just need to deal with it. And he gave me a prescription of HRT drugs for the, and I said, how long do I take those? The rest of your life, he said. So that was the treatment I got from, medicine that I consider Western medicine. And from that point, I went to libraries. I grabbed a book on everything I could on menopause, and nothing made sense to me because, again, I was injured by a vaccine, but at the time, nobody knew about that. And I just kept saying, this isn't right. So I educated myself, and I looked at everything I could get my hand on. And I still remember I was in a library with a stack of books, and I was trying not to cry, and the tears are just dripping on the book. And I thought, oh, I'm going to ruin this book. So I started going to other doctors, and I ended up at UCLA, California, and I got a physician, and she was very kind, and she said, you know, I've never seen this where a woman became sterile from the actual shot. And she said, and I've consulted with a number of doctors, my colleagues, and I can't tell you what will happen. We don't know. And she said, but this is one for the record book. So I was supposed to feel good about that. So in any event, I decided to pick up. I moved to England. I moved to Europe. And I was accepted to study at an institute, a Tisserand, which at the time was the finest school in all of Europe. And I changed everything about what I ate, the water that I drank, everything, because I knew that was when I got that shot that I felt something in my body, and I knew I had to get it out, whatever it was. And again, at that time, there was no literature or information regarding what I was experiencing, because for the most part, this is what babies were getting. And of course, I couldn't tell you, they just how they felt. But as an adult, and looking back on it, I just feel so horrible for the babies, because I know how they felt as an adult, a strong, you know, a strong woman. So in any event, when I moved to England, I studied for a couple years, and I worked with a variety of oils for detoxification, for fertility, for general health and well-being. And that's what made me want to reach out to Leon, because I know that he represents a fine company. The oils are awesome. And so what happened is I listened to what the Western doctors told me. And again, I really feel that that symbiotic relationship, I mean, they're parasites. They need us. So they need us to be ill in order for them to survive. And I just kept thinking, you know, this isn't right. Something's not right. And luckily, I persevered. I went out first and got the arrows in my back, because I said, you're wrong. And of course, who are you to tell me I'm wrong? And I think people need to trust their instincts and use critical thinking. And because what happened is, if I had taken the HRT drug, my body would never have produced what it needed to in order to be fertile again. And so through my journey, I met people. I went to the Middle East, and I learned about oils that they gave Mary, you know, frankincense and myrrh. And they're not, some of them aren't exactly oils, but different natural treatments. And again, these treatments have been around for thousands of years. And Western medicine is just, you know, what is it, a couple hundred years old, if that. So when I came back to the United States, I wanted to educate women and men and children and everyone, help them with, you know, to become healthy in a wonderful way, using the oils and treatment and how, you know, how to apply them, how to use them. And I was told I needed a medical degree. And I said, so I need to be a doctor in order to practice this. And they said, yes. So obviously I didn't practice that here, because I was not about to go become a doctor for the next 8 years. Plus, I really didn't, you know, believe in the allopathic way of medicine. I don't think it takes the responsibility away from the patient and gives it to the doctor in the medicine cabinet. So, long story short, about several years later, I got pregnant, and I have three absolutely beautiful children. And it's a wonderful success story, but it wasn't with its trials and tribulations and facing a mountain of people telling me, you know, you're crazy, you're not facing reality, you need to do this. And you really have to trust yourself and realize that iatrogenic, The problems that are happening with a lot of people are actually caused by the medical industry themselves. And it's a tough pill to swallow, no pun intended, but people need to realize that, again, when you, there's a conflict of interest. When you're, you know, when you're healthy, you don't need any of that. So I try not to give you too many details, but hopefully that gives you an idea of what my journey was like, and I want people to know that you can be healthy. It is a lot of work, and you have to educate yourself, but you can conquer that in most cases, I believe.
All right. Well, you've had quite a journey there, my dear, quite a journey. What are the ages and the sexes of these children?
Well, my daughter is now 23, and by the way, I was in my 40s when I started having babies by the time.
Really?
all this. Yep, I started in my 40s, and they made me sign everything. Oh, we have to go in there. Nope, we're not doing that. Well, we have to. Nope, we're not doing that. And you have to sign this paper. They made me sign every single time I went in a stack of papers because I refused all of the tests and whatnot. And I said, you know, what's the purpose? And they said, well, I knew what it was, but I wanted to see what they said. And they said, well, we can know. We can know ahead of time. I said, so do you operate in utero? Well, no, only a few doctors in the whole country. So really, you can't do anything until after I have the baby, right? Yes. But we can know ahead of time. And I said, so I could have an abortion? Is that what you mean? Well, if you needed to. No, I'm not doing that. I said, I get what I get. God gives me what he gives me. And he said, well, we could know what hospital to send you to. I said, you couldn't know that after I delivered the baby? You couldn't suggest the hospital to send me to if there was a problem? And it was really a back-and-forth fight because they wanted what they wanted. And I was one of the few people that when I became sterile from the jab, and I had the menopausal symptoms every single hour. Normally, a woman will have that a couple times a day over a period of weeks and months. And it was awful. It was awful. And I was like, what's wrong with me? So I broke through. And I think it was because I was so healthy, and I immediately changed everything. I dumped the American lifestyle, food, water, everything. And I wasn't a smoker or a drinker or anything like that. I was just shocked that I had such problems because I never saw myself as, you know, ill. But I know what the babies go through because, as I said, it was very painful. And consequently, I demanded that my children did not get vaccinated. Now, my granddaughter, I just have a granddaughter now, has no vaccination. And my children had to have some, and I would space them out. They wanted to give them all at the same time. Now, however, I wouldn't do that.
Those are school requirements that you're talking about?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And I did some homeschooling. I've homeschooled other people's children because they make it extremely difficult for parents. But they need to stand up because people are getting very sick, as you know, and I guess you can elaborate on that. But I believe that if people realize you do have the power and the strength and the resources are out there. And again, I used tons of oils, all different oils. And I didn't name a list of them because some are great for trying to become fertile. But then once you're pregnant, you probably wouldn't want to use those. So maybe, you know, Leon could talk about that at another time, but it's not just for women, it's for men as well. And after my children came, I used the oils to very diluted oils. I worked them into their body, and they would get a massage before they went to sleep, and they would sleep well, and I used it. I never even sent my children to the doctors for an earache or a sore throat the whole time they were growing up, because I use the tea tree. I mean, it's fantastic. It has so many properties, antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial. I mean, it's just kind of a broad spectrum killer for all these different afflictions that you might get. I mean, and it's very, it's a safe, easy oil to use. You can use it neat, which is, again, it's not diluted, or you can you can use it directly on the skin. It can be used on children, adults, but you do have to have a little bit of background to take precaution because some oils are phototoxic and things of that nature. So you have to know, or they can just ruin your furniture if you set them there. So you do have to have some knowledge.
You've had quite a journey, my dear. Have you started writing your book yet?
Oh, if you only knew, John. If you only knew. So I lived in the Middle East in Kuwait before the first Gulf War, and my friend's father was the emir, and got all sorts of stories there. But that book
it's still in my head, unfortunately.
Amazing. Well, did you learn about Leon by listening to my radio show?
I certainly did. And I've been listening to you for so long. And I've been listening to you for many, many years. And what caused me to listen to your program is the first time I ever heard it, I heard the song at the beginning, the Green Beret song. And I thought, oh, that reminds me of my dad. And so I listened to it, the whole thing. I was like, I haven't heard that. And then I listened to your program.
You,
and that's what.
Thank you.
That's what got me started. I love it.
We'll wrap up your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you, Leon.
We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Catherine, are you still here with us?
I am.
Okay. Well, let's wrap up your comments. We really do appreciate the call.
All right. Well, I just wanted to add that my own family has been touched by these vaccines. I'm pet sitting for my sister because she had to go her 31-year-old son-in-law had a stroke. Healthy 31-year-old man. It's touching everyone's family. And I think it's time for people to if you've had the jab, learn everything you can about, you know, and you've mentioned it on your show before, all the different things you can to help come back to health. And again, with the oils, you apply them to yourself and massage your body. You squeeze things out of the tissue and you drink a lot of water and it goes into the lymph and you, you know, you expel it from the body. So don't sit back and think it's a death sentence. Get involved and get to work.
Absolutely. So, Catherine, really appreciate the call. Very good. Outstanding. Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Okay. Well, Leanne, I want to thank you for bringing Catherine on board with us. Her story is extraordinary, isn't it?
It sure is. And what I really like about it is
Leanne.
That, you know, I'm
hello,
here.
Hello, Leanne. It looks like we lost Leanne. That's
I'm
okay.
Here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Got to have our break coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll have the Tuesday.
John.
You there, Leanne?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me? Yeah, I don't know if I seem like if
yes,
I go on mute for
now.
Too long, it just shuts down. But real quick, yeah, I was amazed by her story, and I just thought we had to, you know, let other people hear about it. And because of the hope aspect of, you know, people who have been vaccine injured, and that's why they want you to keep taking the stupid boosters, because if they didn't do the maximum amount of damage the first time, or they were placebos, they want you to keep getting the updates on this software crap. So I thought it was great to be able to give the people who have been impacted the idea that there is some hope and there is the potential, and to God everything's possible. So you know, I'm
absolutely
not giving up on it. And Mike Adams and you have great ideas, so I think we should pursue all of them to help as many people as we can.
Well, we do. And mitigation has been a massive issue. Of course, her story doesn't involve so much the clot shots, the mRNA, but it's still important nonetheless, isn't it?
It's true. So, but it just shows you how the body can heal itself if given the right tools, and you also have the right mentality. Because just like you've heard of what is it called? Right now, the names are losing me. But the ability to mind over matter. So you can psychosomatic. So you can control your body as well with hope and prayer. And so, Dr. Ted Brower always talks about that. The frequencies we put out, and just like the attitude, just you run around people who have bad attitudes, and you can feel it, even though they haven't talked. You can just feel those negative vibrations, and so
yeah, they just drain the energy of everybody around them. Leanne, stand by. We got the Tuesday Morning Roundtable after the break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.